This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. In the left corner, a randomly selected winner, and in the right, the defending champion. It is The Puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor for The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
So remind us, what was last week's challenge?
Yeah, the challenge was to name something in seven letters that most people keep in their homes. I said take the first, third, fourth, and seventh letters and rearrange them. The result will be a four-letter word naming something that the seven-letter thing is commonly used for. What is it? Well, I'll tell you, my intended answer was aspirin and pain, but we got another pretty good answer, cleaner and care, so we accepted either one.
Great. So we got about 350 correct answers. Our randomly selected winner is Barbara Levy of Evanston, Illinois. She joins us now on the line. Congratulations, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
Barbara, that was a tough one. How did you do it?
Well, it came in a flash as soon as you finished posing the question, because I happened to be looking at a Sunday supplement full-page ad for Tylenol. I kid you not.
I thought you were about to say you had a headache.
Well, no.
A flash of brilliance.
Well, yeah, a flash.
Puzzle genius. What do you do for a living, Barbara, in Evanston?
I am a librarian with the Evanston Public Library.
Great. Well, do you have a question for Will?
I understand you were at Indiana University and you created your own major in puzzleology. Just name me a couple of the classes you took to create that major.
That's a good question.
I created my own major in enigmatology, the study of puzzles. And one of my courses was, for example, was crossword construction. And every few weeks, I would create a new puzzle and take it into my professor's office, sit next to him as he solved it and critiqued it.
Wow. Well, good for you.
Okay, Barbara, you ready to play the puzzle?
I am indeed.
All right. We have no degrees in puzzling, but we will persevere.
Okay.
Let's do it, Will.
All right, Barbara and Rachel, this is a good two-person puzzle. I brought a game of categories using the word rhyme. And you know the rules. I'll name some categories. For each one, you name something in the category, starting with each of the letters R-H-Y-M-E. For example, if the category were chemical elements with names ending in I-U-M, you might say radium, helium, yttrium, magnesium, and einsteinium. You can give the answers in any order, and any answer that works is fine.
Okay, Barbara, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
First category is rivers.
Okay, Rhine.
Yes.
The Yser, Y-S-E-R.
Oh, yeah, you are definitely a crossword person when the first Y river that jumps to mind is the Y-S-E-R. Also the Yangtze or the Yellow, for example.
Yeah, Euphrates.
Okay. Yes, Euphrates.
Good. Good.
And the Meuse, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right.
The what?
And the Hudson.
Oh, my gosh.
The Hudson, good. What was your
what
M?
Was M?
Meuse, M-E-U-S-E, the French river, the Meuse.
Another,
of course.
Another crossword
Meuse.
Answer. Most people might say the Mississippi, the Missouri, the Mekong, yes. Okay, category number two, animals seen in a zoo.
Rhino.
Yes.
Hyena.
Good.
Moose.
Moose, okay. Monkey also, yeah.
Elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just need a Y.
Oh, dear. A little help, Rachel, here.
Yak.
There you go.
Yak.
Yak is it. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Your next category is traffic signs.
Okay. Merge.
Merge.
Exit.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yield.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Route and
yeah. Also
hill.
Right turn only, road close. And your hill. Yes. Hidden driveway is
great.
Another. Next category is songs by the Beatles.
Eleanor Rigby.
Good.
Yellow Submarine.
Yes.
Help.
Yes. For R, there's one in 10 letters. It's a single word.
Revolution.
Good.
Is that
and
one?
M?
Yeah. M.
A French
can't
woman's
do it,
name?
Sorry.
Michelle.
Michelle. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, no. Too late.
And your last category. Things to eat for breakfast.
Oh, Rice Krispies.
All right.
I love what you learn about people through this one.
Milk.
Milk,
egg,
uh-huh.
Egg.
Yes.
Let's see. I need a Y.
H and Y.
Honey. You can put honey on your
honey, okay. I was
yogurt.
Going for ham.
You
honey
put honey on your yogurt.
Man, Barbara. Oh man, Barbara, you are great.
That was excellent. And for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Before we let you go, Barbara, what is your public radio station?
I am a high-fidelity member of WBEZ Chicago, and that's the dollar-a-day type.
Awesome. Happy to hear it. Barbara Levy of Evanston, Illinois, thank you so much for playing the puzzle, Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. What familiar saying in seven words has seven consonants in a row? And the answer is a common saying in ordinary English. Sometimes it's expressed in nine words rather than seven. But however it's expressed, in one spot, it has seven consecutive consonants. What saying is it?
When you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we will give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Mr. Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.